everybody. Guess what? It's my world, and you're welcome to it. I'll tell you that right now. Boy, I'll tell you, I was setting up some new stuff tonight, and a couple seconds got away from me. I was actually chatting with somebody in our chat room, which we do have. So you can join us in the chat room right here on my world. Live, laugh, and whatever. And boy, we have some whatever for you guys tonight. We've got a lot of fun stuff. And I have to adjust this lighting. It's just driving me nuts. I'm in a new format here. Yeah. I mean, we're like in 1080p, whatever that is. Anyhow, before we go on, you know, I always have to do a disclaimer, because if I don't do a disclaimer, guess what? The boss gets a little bit, not angry. He never really gets angry. He just gets frustrated. So we got to do the disclaimer. So nothing in the show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. Take what we say with a big grain of salt. And I do mean a big grain of salt. And always do your own research and due diligence. We're not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Can I breathe now? Any persons or characters mentioned are, for the most part, fictional or as close to it as we can get. So sit back, relax, and chill out. And by the way, did you bring your snacks? Did you bring your favorite beverage? Are you sitting back? Are you relaxing? Because we're kicking back a little bit more tonight than what we did last week. Because, you know, we need to do that from time to time. And hey, tell your friends about the show and make sure that they check out where we're at on trimradio.com right here on Wednesday nights live at 8 p.m. For those of you that don't know what p.m. stands for, it's evening. Okay? All right. Well, we've got that. So I always have to do some shout outs, because if I don't, the boss might get a little bit, not angry. He never gets angry. He just wants to make sure that we talk about our friends and buddies, okay? And we will, right almost now, if I can find the right button. Oh, these buttons. I keep changing things from time to time. Right here, we've got the Trim Radio Network. Hey, if you want to do your own show and you want to join us on the Trim Radio Network, all you have to do is just go to this little white box over here and click on the red button and put your name in, your phone number, and don't forget that area code, and make sure you put down what you want to do and give us an alternative number to contact you and the best times to contact you, and then hit send message, and somebody will automatically contact you. And that'll be an automatic thing. It's one of those bots. But anyhow, you'll be contacted the next day. And we will have somebody contact you live and in person. And you can tell us more about your show and everything. And it's amazing what people can do. I mean, I've already talked with one person. I've got a meeting with them on Friday about doing their own show. And she's been on professional broadcasting before. This is fantastic. She's a fantastic person, too. So, you know, if you want to do your own show, let us know. And we'll work with you. And, you know, if you want to do some advertising, that's fine. You can do that. You can have your own guests in, as long as everybody behaves, because we're a clean network, unlike some others. So you have to understand that part. So, big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying this show. And I'll tell you what, the leadership, we've got these boxes that come up when we click on things. They're speeding up. Eventually, they'll get quicker. But, you know, you can get on with us, and our leadership right now, hey, great group of people, except for one with a suit and tie on. Nah. Anyhow, Michael Bejas, founder and CEO. And we've got Ruscello Stefani, the chief operating officer and a computer whiz. He's working on some stuff for me that will change a little bit how the show goes. And I think it'll be fun. when we do that. And for some reason, they keep calling me a chief relationship officer. I don't know what that is. I don't, maybe Victoria came up with that. I don't know. But anyhow, I'm supposed to be responsible for, you know, building and maintaining foundational trust and goodwill necessary for long-term success. Well, we want you to be a long-term success. We want to be a long-term success, and we want to get our information out to people all over the world. Right now, I have people listening to me from Myanmar, which used to be called Burma, and I've got people in India, I've got people in South Africa, I've got people in Kenya, I've got people in Europe, I've got people in North America, who knows, maybe even South America too. We're on the internet. We're worldwide. So if you can understand English, because I don't do a lot of other foreign languages, that's good. You can watch our show. Maybe you can get instant translation wherever you're at. Okay, so check it out. FIM Radio Network, and these are the four people really involved. And Victoria Smith, I have to say Victoria's fantastic. She's our marketing officer, and she does a lot of good stuff. And, you know, we have our meetings, and we talk things over. And she's got a lot of good ideas. And so if your business needs a marketing expert, and she is a marketing expert, you need to get a hold of Victoria Smith. How do you do that? You know, I talked about that red button over here. Well, you click on that red button, say, Victoria Smith, give me a call. I'm at this number. This is my email address, and I need some professional help. Well, a lot of people say I need some professional help too, but that's beyond the scope of this show. Anyhow, you have to be nuts to do this. And I have a lot of fun doing it. And especially on Wednesday nights, because I can talk just about anything I want to talk about as long as it's clean and as long as it's relevant. Okay. Well, sometimes it's relevant. Okay. So, I mean, this is our brain trust here. And if you go in and you take a look at our shows under creators, and we do create, let's see if I can get those boxes. There's the boxes again. You can see our shows here. We've got Money and Change every Sunday at 7 p.m. And that is live unless I play a concert. And I don't have any concerts coming up until, I believe, December. And those are usually Christmas concerts, and I'm involved with those. Also, we have Life Walk with Christ God, and that's with Michael Bejas every Wednesday. And My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then we have Victoria Smith's Natural Marketer Podcast every Thursday. And then we have Offsides College Football Top 25 every Thursday at 7 p.m. We've got that show going. We've got the Positude Podcast. We've got Adventure Waits Around the Band on Saturday. We've got Ranch It Up with Tigger and Beck. We've got Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. And, you know, I spend time talking to Riscala and texting and emailing and all kinds of stuff back and forth. And he has his own show on Saturday nights. It's 3 hours, 9 to midnight. And he brings on different guests and talks about a lot of different topics. And I've been on the show several times, and I listen to it every Saturday. I really do. It's a good show. But you notice we have these three blank spots here. And if you want to do your show or maybe two shows, contact us and we'll put you in these spots. And as we grow, we will add more spots. Okay. So do you have a show in mind? Do you want to pitch it? Hey. Right there's a number, 1-803-303-8667. Call us. Now, if you want to go ahead and support us, it's easy to do because airtime ain't cheap. My God, he said ain't. Yeah, I did, because I want you to listen. Airtime is not cheap. It is very expensive. And I'll tell you what, buy the t-shirts, buy the hats. Buy the Money and Change shirts, Money and Change cups. These insulated mugs are fantastic. Also, we've got the ceramic mugs. We've got shirts with collars and t-shirts and kids' shirts, all kinds of stuff. We even have a page two. What's on page two now? Oh, more mugs, more shirts, more hats. Ah, little dangly stuff, ceramic ornaments. We've got beanies, and we've got the rubber case for AirPods. We don't sell the AirPods, but we do have a rubber case for them. So there you go, okay? So you can check those out. And it helps us buy the airtime. That's the important thing, is airtime. Oh, wow. So much for the Trim Radio Network. Check us out. Please tell your friends about us. What else is going on? Oh, yeah. Our Facebook page, or at least for mine, is. And oh, did it change already? I think it did. Well, I'll have to get to it. Now, here we go. For some reason, things like to change. I put a video up here, and I did it also on Money and Change. Rogue Preparedness. Her last name is Rogue, by the way. And she was talking about broke and unprepared. You know, if something happens, you don't have the money, you might have things around the house that you can use. Especially, do you have radios? Do you have batteries? Generators, things like that. Okay. And of course, here we are sitting back eating popcorn. You guys can eat popcorn. I can't eat anything during the show because then I would just be mumbling. Okay. And I can't mumble during the show. People say, oh, you mumble enough. Oh, and yeah, last week was, food poisoning weekend. Somebody gave me something that I'm allergic to, and it was not a good sight. So that's why we're back on live. And if you want to join our gang, hey, let me know, and we will invite you. But you can check us out here on Facebook, My World, Live, Laugh, and whatever. Just check us out. You can join our group and get further notifications when we do things. Okay, what else is going on? Oh, yeah. Remember, I always talk about the GMRS radios. Hey, here it is. Ocean 935 G Plus with a Nagoya 771 antenna. I can talk 35 miles with this from where I'm at. Anybody in my family can use it. Even my grandparents could if they were living. Or parents if they were living. But they could do it. Okay? And I can talk to a repeater in Dayton, Ohio. It gets me out 90 miles beyond Dayton. And it's a good radio. It's not a bubble wrap type thing you get at Walmart or Costco, trust me. I got this, I believe, from Better Safe Radio, or I get it at buy2wayradios.com. They sell good stuff. They're not paying me to say this. I'm just saying, if you want to have communication when the power goes out and cell towers go out and everything else, GMRS radios are great, and you don't have to take an exam. $35, hey, get your license for 10 years, okay? It's real easy to renew. It really is. All they want is the money, okay? But anyhow, you can check it out. All right, we've also got, later on we're going to talk about University of Findlay, Rusty Ducks Custom Pens. But, you know, Money and Change is going to be every Sunday at 7 p.m., and we talk a lot about finance, but it's like how to save money. Maybe when you go shopping, maybe what you might want to buy. You know, what's the increase in the cost of living for food, okay, for gasoline, everything else? We help you save money, and that's one of the big things in the show. If I can help one person, hey, that's great. If I can help 100 people, that's fantastic. If I can help 1,000 people, that's great, okay? I don't get paid to help. I just want to do it. Okay. The next thing we've got, My World, and of course that's every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And I do shout outs to the Big Family Homestead on YouTube with Brad and Krista, good friends. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King, great people. Matter of fact, Wanda and I were sending emails back and forth probably a couple days ago. And really great people, trust me. Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. He's talking about boots on the ground and the economy. Listen to Dave. I've known him for about 16 years. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, and she's got videos over on Money and Change. You got to check her out. She'll show you how to save some money. Also, LDS Prepper with Dave Gilmore and the GMRS Radios. I can't say enough about David Gilmore. He's got over 700 videos. The guy's sharp. And he got me hooked on GMRS Radios. He really did. So anyhow, guys, that's all I've got to talk about for that. I know everybody's saying, well, are you going to have applause or something? Well, I don't know. Let's see if I can do that. I used to be able to do that, but I don't have the commands in here to do it. Well, there's my face. How about applause? I'm done. Are you glad? Oh, come on, you can do better than that. All right. Oh, shut up. Okay. Anyhow, guys, we've got that, but I got to get on with it because we've got a lot of stuff here. And it's going to be fun. It is going to be fun. All right, let's see what we've got going here. Oh, yeah, Johnny Carson. You're saying, oh, he's doing a Johnny Carson thing. Well, you know, sometimes he does commercials. And when he does commercials and things aren't going right in the commercial, he tries to get real funny and do things. Watch this.
So do you feed your dog canned dog food? And do you think if they cost about the same? They are the same. Well, I've got news for you. They're not. Just because dog food comes in a can doesn't mean it has real beef. Nope. Real beef in a canned dog food comes in this can, the Alpo can. Alpo Beef Chunks Dinner is the only one of the three leading canned dog foods that does have real beef. Right. Nourishing meat byproducts and real beef, plus soy, vitamins, and minerals. The real beef could be the reason Hernandez here. You heard him cry. Come in here. Come on. Come here. Here it is. Come on. Come on up. Come on. Right here. There you go. Okay. He's a little frightened. I'll put it down further. Here. There you go. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, dog. Well, Hernandez is a little spot. Yes, please. Come right here, please. Nice Hernandez.
Next time you find yourself looking at the canned dog food, yeah, nice Hernandez. I just thought, reach for the can that contains real beef, Alpo. That way you can be sure of giving your dog the meat byproduct and the beef he loves. Now, doesn't your dog deserve Alpo?
Can you feed your dog canned dog food?
No, I don't even have a dog, so I don't have to worry about that. Can you imagine those guys always cutting up like that? Oh, geez. What else is going on? Oh, yes, and you guys said you didn't talk about the University of Finley. Guess what? Still one of the best in the United States. College of Business. Thank you. You got to check out the University of Findlay. If I didn't talk about those guys, I'll tell you what, that campus is a nice campus. They keep it very clean and they have a lot of flowers and stuff there, but that's just not the point of it. They have a very good school. Very good school. Very good facilities. You've just saw a few of the facilities. School of Business is fantastic. And I'll tell you what, good professors, great students, and foreign students too. And they're from all over the world. Some are from India, some are from different countries in Africa. And I know when I went to school, two of my best friends were from, believe it or not, Kenya. And one of them turned out to be the Assistant Undersecretary of the Interior of Kenya. Another one of my friends ended up being the chairman of Ford Motor Company. I saw his face on the cover of Time magazine, and I thought, how did J.P. Nasser get there? There he was. A lot of different people, a lot of good people went there, and it's a good school. So check out the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Okay? Wow. So much for sneaking in the University of Findlay. We've got to go back and have some fun now. So let's get to it. Let's see what we can do as far as some fun goes. That's F-U-N. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, some bloopers.
Important parts of a television show is the commercial. Although the average length of a commercial is only 45 seconds, it many times takes several days to film it. Why? We'll show you.
Now, in just a few seconds, this new Pixaroid camera will let me know when the picture is ready with a little beep. Drink orange juice filled with vitamin C from the Florida sunshine tree.
Hey, darling, I see you're using new margarine.
Yes, it's new royal margarine.
I've asked professional basketball star Ted Tall to help me demonstrate the stay moist power of new prize shaving cream. Are you ready, Ted?
Ready.
Okay, that's fine. How's the shaving cream?
Still moist. See for yourself.
There. Now, in just a few seconds, this... Oh, I'm Mamie Vanderbilt. Nothing is lovelier than a lovely room. And what makes a lovely room even lovelier is lovely.
Donna, this egg salad sandwich is stale.
And some grat. Oh, stale egg salad and lunchbox. What you folks need are grat sandwich bags. Grat sandwich bags keep sandwiches fresher for hours, and they're simple to use. All you do is slip the sandwich inside. Fold the flap back and rest up.
Hi. Wash day problems?
You bet.
I thought so.
My husband works in a garage and he really gets his shirts dirty.
I know. What kind of detergent do you use?
Blush.
Listen to Sheila and use Cleano.
Cleano?
That's right. Cleano will get off those stubborn stains. And before you know it, your husband's shirts will be spotless. There, that should be about enough time. And
we have props. Look, Denise.
I wish my stuff would come out like that.
Now,
Just a few seconds. This new Pictureoid camera will let me know when the picture is ready with a little beep. There now, let's see what we've got.
These 17 cab drivers have all just been shaved with the same flick stainless steel blade. Who was number 16?
I was.
How was your shave?
Perfect.
God! Where's number 17?
Backstage getting a transfusion.
Oh, yeah. Carol Burnett's show and all the stuff that goes on there. I'll tell you what, I was looking around for stuff like that, for different types of bloopers today. And the more I looked, I thought, oh, let's see if Carol Burnett has any bloopers. And they were just talking about commercials. And have you ever seen some of the screw-ups on commercials on live TV? You know, one time in Cincinnati, they used to have Bob Shreve, and I think he was on WCPO and the late night show, and he had a sample beer during the commercials. And he would do a commercial for a beer, and he'd take a sip, and that was probably about midnight. And after doing commercials every 20 minutes or so, old Bob Shreve would get so happy and sloshed, it'd be pathetic. Oh, just different things coming on. Oh, yeah. Oh, hey, have you ever been in a situation where, well, let's put it this way. Some people like to go out and they like to indulge themselves and eat a lot of stuff. And after a while, they get gas. And you could be on a bus. You could be in a car. You could be in your office. Matter of fact, you could be in your office and somebody walks in to talk to you, and all of a sudden something happens. And I've had a few videos about this, but I found another one. So let's see what we can do with this one. All I have to do is hit the right button. Come on, guys. You got to work for me. Here we go. A trick on people. What did he do? Oh, my God.
But that's
the same. Why do people laugh? Oh,
whoops.
People want to run, I think, on that one.
Oops.
And you thought I wouldn't stoop this low. Oh, my goodness. Oh, we've got Rusty Duck's custom pen. And we happen to have, guess what, his Second Amendment pen. Yeah, Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. You didn't think I would sneak that one in, did you? But I did. And I'll tell you what, he does some really good work. He's got two different models of this, and it's a really good Second Amendment pen and he does excellent work. And this is in like a gun case, and they're great pens. They're based on the Cross Pen platform. I have a couple of pens, and so does Michael Bejas, and Phil does excellent work. Okay, so check him out. Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. If your hunting group wants a Second Amendment pen, get a hold of him. He's on Facebook. Also, if your business, college, university, sorority, fraternity, high school, whatever, if you want to give out a presentation pen, get a hold of Phil at Rusty Ducks Custom Pens and Blanks. He's done a lot of work for a lot of different people, and he is good at what he does. Oh, I have to tell you something. You know, with that fart video, one time I went to Cleveland, and I was doing some training at the Cleveland clinic area. I was at the site center, and I was teaching students about things called business, and teaching them as much as I knew about all aspects of business. And we had a chance to go out to eat, and then afterwards I went to this place called Big Fun. It was over in the Coventry area of Cleveland, out in the eastern part. And they had a device with a remote on it that sounded like a different types of gaseous matters, if you know what I mean. And I got it, put batteries into it, and I took it into the training room one time, and I'm there, and we were in some really serious stuff, and I decided to have a little fun. I hit the button, and you heard this noise, this gaseous noise emanating out of a hidden place, and everybody started laughing, and I started looking around. Was it you? No. Was it you? No. Well, who was it? Where do you think it went? You know, and I hit the hidden button again. It made another noise. And it just, everybody just broke up, you know, from the seriousness. I decided, okay, let's have a little fun with this, you know. And so anyhow, I told them what it was and showed them the device and, you know, let them understand how it worked and so forth. And I said, okay, break time's over. Let's get back to business. Well, anyhow, a couple of days later, because I'm up there for the whole week, and a couple of days later, I had a speaker that came in that he was talking about vending machines and coin mix and dollar bill acceptors and so forth. And I was going to take him to lunch. And so after lunch, he comes back and he's talking to the class again. And I had it hidden very close to him. And I hit that button. And this gaseous noise came out, and he ducked his head, and he's looking left and right, and I was laughing, the class was laughing, and he said, where'd that come from? And I said, I don't know, and he just kept looking around. I hit the button a couple more times, and every time it got juicier and juicier and juicier, and he was getting really embarrassed. And so anyhow, I told him the joke, and I showed him the device. He said, I got to get one of these for the office. It was a fun time. So anyhow, it's amazing what gaseous matter can do, you know. It breaks up the seriousness of things, you know. It makes things a little bit more lively, I'll put it that way. All right, what else do we have tonight? No more gaseous matter, guys. No more of that. I have to watch it because people might really have some problems if they laugh too hard. Okay, here we go. Johnny Carson. Again? What do we got? Oh, Betty White.
So, bobbing up and down. My next guest, you all know, she's a most talented actress. She's one of the stars of a big funny hit called Golden Girls, which is on Saturday nights at 9, thankfully, right here on NBC. Would you welcome Miss Betty White?
Well,
hello.
How are you?
Fine. I haven't seen you in a long time. I mean, except for last night, but I mean, it's good.
I think the last thing we did was the famous western sketch from Malibu during the high tides a few years ago. All the water was coming through.
We did several of the Mighty Carson art players. Every time Johnny gets a yen to take his clothes off, he calls me. And we either do the first lady in the locker room or
we did the Tarzan sketch. Yeah, Adam and Eve
and the in water.
Well, I see. Who do you feel have an affinity for?
That's nice. Old broads are the best.
Why did you say that? You two need to know each other.
Oh, yes, we sure do. We became instant friends.
My dog is in love with her.
And vice versa. We did an AMLA show once. Well, I mean, to each his own. I did an AMLA show, and Pia was the co-hostess.
Right.
And I had heard you say so many ugly things that I did not expect this lovely, competent interviewer.
Well, they weren't ugly things. They were just amusing the jokes.
The kind of things you used to say about Alan and me.
Now, I did do some jokes about you and Alan Ludden. That's true.
We loved it.
Did you really?
Oh, we loved it. We were giving a wife swapping party and nobody would come.
I think I did.
You worked this over pretty good.
I may have said something like that.
We used to shower together just so we could play password in the shower.
I did. Just a little jest.
I know. All. Oh, we got so big, and then you stopped.
Yeah.
You got honest, and that was no fun at all.
You are in a major, funny show. I watch it every Saturday night.
God, you don't get a chance. When do you get a chance?
Well, Saturday night. I'm not down here Saturday.
Oh, honey, that doesn't say much for your social life. You're poor things.
It's not exactly an all whirlwind, but fine. I watch it. It's a funny show.
Oh, we are having such a good time.
It was funny from the first show on. It's only getting better.
Yeah, and you never know. You know, you do a lot of pilots, and you throw them out, and you hope for the best, and then all of a sudden, it began to kind of fall together.
Yeah.
And working with those other three ladies is something.
Lanahan and B. Arthur.
And Estelle Getty.
And Estelle Getty. I mean, it's a good cast.
And now, B is 9.5 feet tall, and has a voice deeper than Ed's.
Yeah.
And is an absolute bowl of jello before she goes on every Friday night. You'd think of her as being rather, you know, say,
in charge. Yeah.
In charge. But and Estelle is just, she's a little bowl of jello.
Yeah.
And I mustn't mention little because she's very self-conscious about being less tall than B.
Yeah.
In fact, I was on here one night with Mary Lou Retton, and she said she was 4'9", and I thought, aha, I finally know how tall Estelle is, because I kind of measured up.
Yeah.
And I said, now I know how tall. She said, I am not. I am much taller than that.
Ah.
And that, so she is taller than that.
Sensitive. I remember you doing Life with Elizabeth back here in the early 50s.
That was when you were doing Carson Cellar
and all that? With the late Del Moore.
That's right.
It was a wonderful show.
Oh, we had fun.
Wonderful situation comedy.
We had lived a lot of that.
I mean, really?
George Tibbles wrote it, and then poor George. Now, when you're doing comedy, I mean, the number of syllables to make the joke, if you put an extra syllable in, it kills the laugh. Well, George Tibbles would carefully construct the jokes, and we were doing quite a few other things at that time, too. So if you forgot a line, you'd kind of almost do it. We can imagine what we did with his comedy writing.
Yeah, we used to be sometime panelists on To Tell the Truth.
Yeah, that's right. But you never hit on me.
What?
Once you hit on me.
Did I hit on you?
You hit on me once.
I'd always thought about hitting on you.
Yeah, but
as long as we get it out in the open now, I mean, just get it out.
You hit on me, but you didn't really mean it. It was kind of between Jones or Joanne's or Joan, one of those, and but there was never much time between.
That's right. I met it. You just didn't pick up on it.
Well, it was a little hard to pick up on it when you went to, you went to one of those funny places in Pennsylvania, like Intercourse or a Blue Ball or these are towns in the Amish country in Pennsylvania. And he went, and I was at the hotel, and I got this phone message from Johnny from King of the something.
Where he used to live.
King of Prussia. That was what it was. Well, you can't take a man seriously when he calls you from King of Prussia.
Enough of that. we have a film clip, folks. I guess this is an upcoming show, or?
Yes, I believe so. This is one that hasn't aired yet.
All right, this is a little excerpt from The Golden Girls. Watch the monitors. Yeah.
They got it. They got it. We got it.
Funny stuff. Boy, you work well together in concert.
Oh, it is such fun. It really, and Rue is the busy one. She is the one. Rue loves to use props. So for Christmas, I gave her one of these Pentaflex boxes, a red box. And I put every prop that she's ever been with, keys, forks, knives.
Something to.
Compacts, puffs, nails, yeah. Nail polish, files, and hoping that she'd take it in the spirit of what she intended. Well, she has been using those props and overusing those props since then. Oh, mm-hmm. It's fun.
Upstaging with props. Take a break. We'll be right back.
Johnny Carson and Betty White. I'll tell you what, I was looking for some stuff for those guys, and I thought, oh, well, we'll just get that. And son of a gun, what happened was, I'm going ahead and I'm setting everything up, and this was probably about 3 hours before the show. And I'm putting everything together, and something happened. I got a message. I went to click on the message, and everything disappeared. Everything. I don't know what caused it. I checked all four of my browsers and everything was gone. And I had the whole show set up. And so here I am frantically before the show, and it's about 2 hours before the show, trying to put everything back together the way I had it. And it was tough. I mean, my memory's short enough, but I'll tell you what, putting all that stuff together again, whoa, that was quite a problem. So, you know, Johnny Carson was a really good comedian, and he was a good host, and he had very good people on his show. And Betty White, she played the dumb blonde on the one with the three ladies, and it was interesting. It was really interesting. So, anyhow. The Golden Girls. You have to check those out on the past editions of The Golden Girls. What else do we have? Because I know I've got more. And let's see what we've got. Providing I can hit the right buttons. You know? How about, yeah. Let's see here. There's Johnny Carson. We just played him. How about Foster Brooks? You ready for this one? I think you're going to love it.
Well, I'm going to zoom you out. I don't know who you are. You're Dean.
Dean Martin.
You know who I am?
No, I don't.
Would you mind asking around? I know how to find me.
Oh,
yeah. How do you like that? I'm Virginia Mayo.
I'll take your word for it. Just don't ask me to hold the mayo.
Never mind. I remember now. I remember. I'm Phil Burnside. I just came in there for a little drink, you know, before going to work. Just started setting. Sell my nerves.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a brain surgeon. You know what?
What?
The brain is the most important. It's the most important part about the human body.
Oh,
you know, just think. Brad, think.
Now, the most important is breath.
No.
He must like garlic.
I guess I blew that one. Well, you know, you just think. Have a little thought now. Just what would a man be without a brain?
A politician.
he'd be a vegetable. And I know some of them have turned into fruits. Do you have a drinking problem?
No, not as long as the bars are open.
Now, this being a surgeon, you have to have nerves of steel. The brain is a very delicate organ that has three main parts. It has the cerebrum and the cerebellum. And then there's one more, what the heck do you call it? Offering, I'll know it when I see it. That reminds me, I've got to get back
to the hospital.
Oh, you want me to give you a lift?
Oh.
Of course not. I wouldn't think of driving with anybody in your condition.
What are you gonna do this weekend? Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion. Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week and it scared the pants off him. At least that's what he told the judge.
Well, you know, Frank is a different guy.
Excuse me, have you ever been in Schenectady?
Oh, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. It must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh, no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
How did you get to be an airline pilot?
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
What do you fly?
Oh, it's one of those big gray metal things with what's it called sticking out on the side.
Wings?
Were you an airline pilot?
I've been pretty high in my time. Did you ever have any close calls as a pilot?
Oh, yes, sir, especially since they moved the men's room to the back of the plane.
I was on a flight from New York to LA a couple weeks ago, and the plane lost an engine.
Oh, don't worry, it'll turn up.
You know,
there's a lot of pressure being a pilot, flying way out there, high in the air and off above all those white fluffy things.
Clouds?
You sure you're not a pilot? You know, at the same time, it's quite a sobering thought and a very inspiring feeling to realize that there are hundreds of people on my plane all depending on me. And to my life, I happen to hold their lives right in the palm of my hand. Oh, I got it. Yes. I gotta get to the airport because I'm flying a 747. I'm flying 747 to London tonight, and then the plane is scheduled to leave precisely 1 hour and 43 minutes ago.
Yeah, and he could play a mean drunk. No, we've already seen that drunk. We're done with that one. Oh, my God. I'll tell you what. Foster Brooks played a mean drunk, and he was totally sober. And people think that Dean Martin actually drank. He was drinking water. He really didn't drink, at least when he was doing his show, because I imagine if he did, we'd have some problems, wouldn't we? Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got tonight. And, you know, just listen to all the stuff that's going on. I've listened to so much stuff this week. My world has gone kind of crazy. You know, I've heard people talk about teachers and their political views and talking about other things other than education. And we pay people to educate people, not to indoctrinate. And the more that I listen to this, I'm thinking, what are they teaching the kids? Is it better to have your kids during homeschooling or in a private school? And what are they covering in a private school? So, you know, all the stuff that's going on with indoctrination and so forth. No, teachers need to leave that at home. Just teach them the facts. Show them how to do things the right way so that they can have a productive life. And that's one thing University of Findlay does. You didn't think I'd get that in there twice, did you? Anyhow, guys, that's all I've got for this week. Have a good week. We'll see you on Money and Change this Sunday at 7 p.m. And hopefully we can save you some money at that time. And with that, that's all I've got, guys. I want you to have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you on Sunday. See ya.
In a world drowning in noise, where truth is often buried beneath layers of propaganda and misinformation, there's a need for a different kind of a network. A network of creators that cuts through the clutter, that doesn't shy away from tough topics, and that delivers the unfiltered truth. We are Trim Radio Network. We are creators. We are innovators. We are investigators. We're the ones who aren't afraid to call a spade. If you're ready to participate in thought-provoking discussions, informational topics, and of course today's biggest headlines, subscribe to our YouTube channel today. We're Trim Radio Network. We're cutting the bull and serving the truth.